Hello and welcome to Champology 101, an ongoing series that's going to explore the history of all of your favorite League of Legends champions. I'm Professor Bonner, and I'm here to explain the first champ to you, Corki, the daring bombardier. Now I have Heimerdinger with me to help out with a little insight here and there. Heimer, say hello to everybody.
Back, you dirty ape, back.
All right, great, Heimer. That made no sense at all, but whatever. Corki was released in the beta phase of League of Legends. He was the 36th champion to be released on September 19th, 2009. He was the 7th AD carry to be released into the game, but that also includes, if you count, Twisted Fate and Teemo as an AD carry.
Very interesting.
Now, after he was released as an AD carry, it was quickly realized that he was almost as viable when played as an AP carry. This was due to three of his four abilities scaling from AP. On release, his Valkyrie had an AP ratio of 0.8, making it a monster of an AoE ability. On release, his Q ability, Phosphorus Bomb, also had some very unique traits to it. First off, it revealed stealth units. Yes, this does include wards. And secondly, it was very unique in this way. The ability worked as a partial blind, the only partial blind in the game, until it was eventually removed. What happened with Corki was the utility of his Q was just too much, so they removed the blind and they removed the revealing of stealth units. After those nerfs, they went back and they added AD scaling to his ultimate, which eventually led him to be a more prominent AD carry.
I concur.
Looking at Corki over all the previous metas, he has done surprisingly well in most metas. His escape and high burst potential made him a very good candidate for a carry while the AD mid meta was strong. So you'd throw him in mid, he could escape easily from ganks, and his burst was crazy. The next popular meta that came along was the dual AP meta, and this is where he suffered a little bit.
You are poorly designed for this.
This was due in part to the nerfs to his Q that I mentioned earlier, and a rework of his Gatling gun, which at first had a negative impact on his DPS. You did see a little bit of AP Corki play while the dual AP meta was popular, but still he fit better in the AD carry role. Corki then returned to Grace after being showcased by several high-level players in recent tournaments. Corki is currently one of the most balanced AD carries, and this becomes quite apparent when you notice that the last time Riot has touched him was November of last year, over 6 months ago.
Very interesting.
That is your Champology 101 on Corki, the daring bombardier. You can find out more about him at WGRD.com. Just search League of Legends. I'm Professor Bonner for Champology 101 on LOLpod. My in-game name is Slaynatic. You can find that on my blog. Just feel free to message me anytime. I'll play a game with you. Now I'm going to let the designer of Corki's Rafflecopter leave you with some parting words.
Why do chemists call helium, curium, and barium the medical elements? Because if you can't helium or curium, you barium!
Poor bastard never had a chance.